What's up, guys? This is Anthony with the podcast here again, show number 5. Simply want to talk about a digital sound processor and, you know, putting that with an aftermarket radio or a factory radio has benefits beyond you don't even know. You can make any system sound beautiful, any system sound good, you know. Just got to do a little homework on how the speaker sounds, whether it's, you know, 90 degrees away from you, if the tweeter's higher, lower. You want to put everything in individual channels. So you want to put tweeters in the top, mid-range in the bottom on the door. So top pillars or the dash, you can put the tweeters. And then the speakers at the bottom. Okay. Take out the crossovers. Get some amps to run that. So 4-channel for the front, 2-channel for the rear doors. And then another amplifier, which is a 1-channel for the rear. Okay. So it's funny how they sell 4 channels and 2 channels and 1 channel. But realistically, I think it should be 4, 5, 6, 7-channel amplifiers would be more legit, you know, because that's the way you can have active in the front and do your thing, make it work, you know. That's how they think they should do it. But no, you got to buy 3 amplifiers in order to accomplish this. Or buy a 6-channel, which are ridiculously expensive, and add another one in the back. So it's the same thing. You're going to save more money by buying separate amps. But if you have the money to do it, and, you know, not everybody does, you know, buy 1 amp simply that does 6 channels, and then an additional amp. So 2 amps versus 3 amps to make it look more nicer. Whatever the case is. Besides that, we're getting off the point. Now, you want those channels because you want each individual speaker to be able to be controlled, okay? So when you buy a processor, you can link the fronts together, run them off the 4-channel amplifier and send signals to those. Then the rear channels, you can send a signal full range. And the subwoofer, you can do a low pass, which will make it sound much cleaner. You know, you can control that woofer perfectly how you made your box. So if I made my box to sound beautiful at 35 hertz or 40 hertz, which is like the sound wave or the signal, I could put my amplifier to play just that frequency and at a higher dB, which is a higher volume, without having to play everything else and like start losing power or go over the recommended, you know, situation. Same for the tweeters. I can play just the high frequencies, let's say 1 kilohertz to 8 kilohertz. Whatever the case is, and the mid-range can play the mid-range. And then if you find the data, which what your speaker sounds the best at which degree, on axis or off axis, whatever they call it. So it's just more to play with. And of course it's difficult and it's numbers and it's weird, but if you buy it and you play with it, I guarantee you will learn it. I mean, I recently started playing with it and I'm still confused and I get frustrated and I start all over in order to figure out, you know, where I'm at again. Sometimes you got to do that, but it took me like 10-15 tries the first time to even figure out how it works. But the beautiful thing is, every time you want to like make an adjustment or you think you can do better, excuse me, you're gonna be able to do that. So DSPs in my thoughts is better than buying any radio. If you do have a radio and, you know, you want to make it sound better, grab a DSP. Second note, it is now nighttime, 8 o'clock, 8:30. I was driving home on the freeway and I noticed that there was trash flying everywhere. Get into the streets, there's cardboard boxes, bags, napkins, all kinds of crap everywhere, and it was kind of like weird. Then when I open up the door, it's really, really windy. So I thought that was funny. Everybody, if you noticed that today, give me some hand claps. If not, go outside and check. But anyways, this is Anthony. I'm out. That's my little rant. Please subscribe or like my station. I'm gonna give you content every day, thoughts about, you know, car audio, me, what I did, how we're going. So enjoy. Love you guys.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.